language 英语。
潘吉姐，你告诉你。
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of 潘吉姐你告诉你 It's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny. 那今天呢，我们要说说，因为最近微信收到很多朋友问说，the it couple.
The it couple?
The it, 英文里你说 the it something 就是最红的、最火的啊。The、
right.
it couple, 当然就是梅梅 Taylor Swift 和抖森 Tom Hiddleston 然后说好像他们两个开始谈恋爱以后发展的又很快就马上见父母了什么就是说外国人这个恋爱的顺序 So the dating sequence
Right, yeah, the sequences of dating the processes, right? Like when you actually maybe meet parents and things of that nature, huh?
对就是说你们可以说能不能说说这一方面的文化差异啊 So this is, you know, love and dating relationship 是全世界全地球人都最喜欢的话题所以我们今天当然可以说一下那大家可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号看今天的推送去学习所以我们提到的相关英语词汇好先说一下这个恋爱我们前面一直在说 dating、
mm-hmm, yeah dating
so Spencer is there any difference between dating and being in a relationship
Well, I mean, dating sounds more like the 早期, like the early stages of a relationship. Once you're, like, in a full-on relationship, you know, if you've been with someone, I mean, you still might say dating. Oh, we've been dating for, like, a year. But it kind of sounds a little less serious. If you say we're in a relationship, like a serious, it sounds more serious.
其实我们之前也做过挺多集跟这个相关的就说过外国人说 If you say I'm seeing someone or we're going out, we're dating 这个基本上就是可能稍微早期一点了对吧
yeah, yeah.
But if you say I'm in a relationship with someone It implies it's a quite serious, a quite committed、
yeah.
就是比较严肃的这个关系啊
no, definitely, definitely.
有的时候中文我们会问一个人说你他们谈恋爱就是是不是以结婚为前提就是奔着婚姻去的英文有这样的说法吗 Like they're dating
with the intent of marriage yeah but I don't think we have like a fixed saying for it 没有什么固定的说法我觉得 Like yeah I might just say dating with intent of marriage
但是就不像中文你说这么常用这么常说、哦、
yeah,
这个概念那其实这个就讲到好像这个 dating 恋爱的 sequence 或者这个可能社会家里给你的一些压力和你自己想要的也不一样嘛
yeah, yeah.
比如这次 Taylor Swift 和 Tom Hiddleston 和抖森说什么他们 they just announced they're dating 但是什么第二天 the paparazzi 就是狗仔队就拍到什么他们就见父母啊什么 so meeting the parents 啊，这个在国外 is it a big deal 是和在中国一样的吗 as big
not,
of a deal
not as big of a deal not as big of a deal definitely not like you can meet them in a more like casual way and yeah no here I think it's like a big deal
所以在国外你说有时候见父母因为在中国我们可能觉得见父母就是 you know with the intent of marriage 就是
I'll give you an example so one time I was on a 相亲节目 I was on a dating show here this was earlier this year and a question the 女嘉宾 the female contestant had asked all of us was if I was going to meet your parents for the first time and I was 30 minutes late what would you dodo. And a lot of these guys, the other 男嘉宾, because in total there was like 8 of us. All the other ones are Chinese. I'm the only foreign guy. And a lot of them made it seem like it's such a big deal. Like, oh, we'd have a fight. Or, oh, this would be a big deal. Or blah, blah, blah. I said, this wouldn't be a big deal at all. Like, anyway, it's not like my parents were ever... 我的父母不是那么准时的, 你知道? So they're not very punctual either. If you're a half hour late to meet my parents for the first time, I don't care.
但是我要问 Spencer 你说在美国可能 meeting the parents 没有像中国这么的 It's a huge deal It signals 就代表了可能你们要结婚啊什么才去 meet the parents 你说可以是比较 casual 比较轻松的比如 但是还是什么样的可能 what kind of a stage of a relationship 或者你们两个之间什么样的感觉才会去见 meet the parents 比如你以前交往过的女孩是你们要真的 in a relationship 而且是 exclusive 就是两个人you're not seeing anyone else 就是说我们两个就是专属的、
yeah.
是这个 stage 你才会去见父母吗还是说有些美国人不是说 dating 我可以就是多看看 maybe I'm dating a few people 然后也会去带他们见父母 in a more casual way
you know I mean this is kind of like 因人而异的 it kind of depends on the person butgenerally speaking, I mean, yeah, if your parents meet the person you're dating in America, like, even if it's for a couple minutes, maybe, let's say, you just so happen to be at your parents' house, and the guy or girl comes and picks you up there, and they say, oh, hello, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, we're going out tonight to have a dinner, or we're going to a show. It shows that there's, you know, a heightened level of interest, you know, but it's not, it's still not like a huge deal here. It doesn't mean that you're definitely, you know, you're definitely thinking about getting married, you know, you're still getting to know each other.
啊、对，我觉得这是最主要的差别。当然就是在美国去 meet the parents 也是挺重要的，但是它不会像中国就是说，基本上是 you're thinking or talking about marriage 才会去见父母，是吧？嗯。好，那还有一个有朋友在微信看到问了说像 Taylor Swift 她好像每一次就是so she's had a lot of high profile relationships、
okay.
对 Spencer 说她都
she's a high profile person Jenny
然后呢她好像每一次就是一段 relationship 刚结束没过多久就开始一个新的 relationship 然后就在中国好像我们就不太接受这样就会觉得这样的人是一个 player 比较花心、
yeah.
在美国你们会这样觉得吗还是你们认为这个 dating 就是一种自由啊就是一个 relationship 结束马上可以一个新的也 无所谓
I mean in America if like a girl is like going from boyfriend to boyfriend you know this definitely won't you know 不太会受男生的欢迎 you know it's not going to be so welcomed by guys
所以其实也是有这样的stigma 就是一种偏见
yeah.
有一种
yeah.
可能有一种就觉得这样不太好是吧
I mean I think people that go from whether it's a guy or a girl I think people that go from relationship to relationship they're not too 不是那么稳定的 they're not too I don't think they're too stable
所以前面你用到的一个说法to go from relationship to relationship 就是当中那个空窗期很短
yeah 空窗期也很短 yeah, the kind of like the single phase the time in between relationships is very if it's very short you know don't get me wrong I mean if you date someone I don't know for like 5 months it's not that long and then if you're single for like a month and then you have another boyfriend that's not that big a deal or something but if you're with someone for like a yearOr 2 years, and then, you know, within like a month, maybe even 2 months of breaking up with someone, you have another boyfriend. I think it's, I don't know, I think you just don't like being by yourself.
嗯，对，我曾经看过那个Jennifer Lopez 的一个采访啊，他就说，他说 I'm not good at being alone, 就是我不太，我是习惯的那种要一直 in a relationship, 或者一直要有一个伴儿，有一个、
yeah.
对，有人陪的那个。
I mean, she
needs company.
I mean, it's nice, I mean, it's definitely nice to have someone to share your life with you, and you know, but...And don't get me wrong, there's millions of people in the world, so maybe there's a number of people that could potentially share your life with you, or periods of your life with you, for that matter. But it's still, I think, it doesn't mean that you have to be alone. I mean, and we as people are social beings, but I think some people are just needy. And
你说一些人很 needy 就 need 就是需要对吧 needy 的意思就是或者说很 clingy 就很黏的、
yeah.
他一直要人陪
the other thing is too if you go from relationship to relationship I don't think you really 你不是那么怎么说看重的 like you don't really look at the relationship you're in as that serious because you could just easily end that one and start another one with somebody else、mm-hmm. that's why it seems like it's not too stable
那我最后节目结束之前再问一下 Spencer， 就是我发现在欧洲呢，其实很多的人就不结婚的，他们就是 remain， 如果我们中文说不婚族，英语有这样一个说法吗？
It's like a civil partnership，
就是 a civil partnership， 就是没有法律认可的婚姻，但他们是 civil， 就是民事上面就是像继承那个 like a de facto marriage，
yeah,
对吧？事实婚姻。那英语有不婚族这个说法吗？就是我就不结婚。
不婚族 ，How would we say that？ 嗯 ，No, not.I have to think about it. I don't think we have a set phrase for that right now.
反正就是yeah, I don't want to get married. 可能英语就会这样说啊。那欧洲有很多人，可能他们就是这种 de facto marriage 或者 civil partnership. 他们都有小孩什么，而且两个人也很稳定，就是没有那张that piece of paper， 就没有那张纸。
Yeah.
那在美国我觉得还是比较传统的，相对就是大家对于 you know marriage as an institution、
yeah.
婚姻这件事儿在美国还是就是受到大部分人的重视，而且 it's something like people do.
Yeah, I've actually realized how conservative I am in some regards.
Conservative 就是比较保守，比较传统。
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super traditional or conservative, especially compared to a lot of Chinese people, but when compared to certain Europeans I've encountered, I've realized that I'm a little more conservative. But when it comes to like marriage, I mean, I think it's a big formality, you know.
你说的 formality 就是它还是一个规矩，对吧？一个仪式，就是还是你觉得 it's important. You do it for the for your parents, for the girls' parents.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying it's important. Maybe people in your family think it's important. What I mean by it being just like a formality is just like it's just like something that you do.
所以就是你反正你不是不婚族就对了。
Yeah, I mean, I could see myself getting married one day, but the thing is, like, I'm not religious, like, in terms of, I don't follow any one religion, so me getting married in a church just seems stupid. And furthermore, I think a lot of people just get married for, you know, tax purposes and legal purposes, you know.
很不浪漫，他说很多人结婚是 for tax purpose, 税，那个在美国税可以低一点，对吧？
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of true, and that's like an incentive that the government will give you. It's like, you know, oh, you've lived together for 10 years now. Well, might as well make it a marriage and, you know, get some money back.
Well, let's end the show. How about on a more romantic note?
I don't believe in love, Jenny. I totally believe in love. I even believe in love at first sight, if you can imagine that, but...
一见钟情 love and first sight 很好啊，那我们就用这个这么浪漫的表达方式做今天节目的结尾吧。好，那谢谢大家的收听，然后那你有什么样的问题，什么样的 observation 观察 about this topic， let us know in today's comments.
Yeah guys, just leave us your comments here and we'll see you next time.
我们下次直播课也可以聊聊这个话题啊。
No problem, I'd love to, why not?
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿， see you next time, 再见。
Bye bye.